Pastor Kevin, the city of Vancouver created some of the tiny house living spaces for people who are homeless. And I understand that when you and your wife passed by one of these, a thought sort of came about, hey, we'd like to do something to help too. And it wasn't long until that something came into focus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were driving through downtown Vancouver, like I said, and we drove by one of these tiny house villages that they were setting up, and immediately just thought, wow, what a cool idea that the city is actually taking care of this population and doing something. And we wondered how we could be a part of it. And really, it was just a thought like, wow, that wouldn't that be cool if somehow we could partner with them and with food, or we didn't even know at that point. But literally, I think it was 2 or 3 days later, we got this random phone call. Well, supposedly random phone call at the church, and our office manager actually put a note on my desk that said, I think it's a fake spam call from some place that wants to do something with food. And she said, will you call? Cause it made me really uncomfortable. And so I called him up and immediately just found out that it was a harvest partner program with a local restaurant that was getting ready to open. And there's a Chipotle down the road here from us. And during their training week, they make hundreds of pounds of food, but it's during training and the food might not be up to their standards, and they just throw it all away. And so where we get to step, they were asking if we would be willing to come pick up all the food they make during their week of training and donate it to, that we would do the work of finding what to do with it and where to donate it in Vancouver. And so just as we found out more and pretty quickly, we were super excited. And it was really the first thing that went through my head was, oh my goodness, we just talked about providing food for this, but we had no idea how to make those details come together. And now here's the food being provided by God, so that all we have to do is do the legwork. I talked with a couple of people in the church and told them this is my favorite kind of volunteering, where it really doesn't cost us anything but our time. And they were really excited. So we contacted Chipotle and talked to the managers there and got everything set up. And for when they opened in, I think it was in early December, mid-December, when they actually opened the store for 5 days, they made over 1,500 pounds of different prepackaged meals and ingredients that I'm telling you, the people in our church were so excited. We had more than 30 volunteers show up twice a day, and we would have truckloads of food that we would hand 5 boxes to somebody and say, go to this shelter and hand another 5 boxes to another family and say, great, you guys can take this to the women's shelter and then hand. And it was quite an undertaking for 5 days. And when it was all said and done, we distributed over 1,500 pounds of food over the course of 5 days. And just the stories of a couple of our volunteers would just show up, and the places that they would drop it off were just astounded, because they were thinking we were going to bring them 25 burritos or something, and they would show up with a box of 90 burritos for them to give out to the population and the people that were helping. And just the excitement in people's eyes as they saw, wow, this isn't something small, but we're getting like high quality, good food. It's hot, it's ready to go, because our volunteers would pick it up and take straight there. And it was super fun, because sometimes we'd stop alongside the road because there were homeless camps on the side of the road. And every once in a while, as we were delivering, we'd just pull over on the side of the road and say, hey guys, you want something to eat? And they were kind of hesitant. And we're like, it's hot, fresh Chipotle. And they were like, really? So it's kind of exciting as we just got to just be the hands and feet of Jesus and distribute all of this food.
And I sort of gathered from what you said a while ago that you think that the random phone call really was probably set up by God.
Yeah, it was. That was kind of exciting. Like I said, I mean, we can call it random, and a lot of people think it was might call it coincidence, but it was, it's not the first time that we've experienced something where we're like, kind of have an idea and within a week doors open up that are not coincidental, but it was, it's just really neat because it was like, oh, that idea that we had and said we would like to do something, God's opening that door and saying, do you really mean that? Are you willing to put in the work to actually do it? Because if you'll do the work, I'll provide. And like I said, this isn't the first time in our ministry that we've had something like this happen where we've thought, oh, wouldn't this be cool? And then God has opened a door and said, okay, I'll provide if you'll do the work. And we're like, yeah, we'll do the work. Thank you for providing. Because then we get to tell the story of what God did. And it was totally nothing. We just get to be the participants in a really cool story then.
Wow.
Were there any opportunities to pray with any of the folks that got the food?
Yeah, and that was one of the things with all of our volunteers. We encouraged them that basically their job was to show up. We'd hand them the food and take them. And when I talked with the city of Vancouver, I specifically asked them if it would be all right if, as our volunteers dropped stuff off, if they didn't just say, here's some food, see you later, but could they hang out with them? Could they talk with them? Could they pray with them? And they said, obviously, we need to be sensitive and not just show up and not just show up and be awkward. And so we actually had some training with our people. We have another program at the church where we actually house homeless. We actually host houseless people for a week, multiple times a year, where they actually are spending the night here at the church. And we have another local organization we partner with, where we're actually hosting and providing food for multiple families actually in our church. And so through that and through some of this, we've had trainings with our people of how to interact and not be invasive and just love on people, so that they feel loved and not like we're asking too many personal questions and being awkward. And so we had some of these training events with our people as to how to interact with this population in a loving way and not an invasive way or a judgmental way. And so people were able to just hang out for a little bit and share the story with the people that were providing of how God put this together, so that they're not just thinking we're another organization that it's all us, but it's very much God providing for them. And then I know some of our people were able to pray with some of them. I was super excited because I actually got to pray with, I can't remember his name. I got to pray with a guy that I handed the stuff to, and he just kept going on and on. He's like, oh my goodness, because it was a rainy day on the day that I delivered the stuff. And they're like, I can't believe we got a hot meal. This is amazing. Thank you.
Right in the middle of winter weather and all too. And when you told the story about how it was arranged with Chipotle, that really shows that God was kind of customizing to help these individuals. So they had to probably consider that.
Yeah, and it was fun to go back because to Chipotle and share with the workers. That was one of the things, because while we get to have really neat temporary touches with some of the people we deliver the food to, that's a population that's shifting very quickly. And so we just get little touches and get to share the love of God with people that we may never see again, but the relationship that we are currently building with the employees at Chipotle and especially the managerial staff, where we get to go back and tell them the stories of, because of their willingness to do a little extra work and go the extra mile to save the food so that we can come pick it up, we get to go share stories with them of how they have blessed, God has made it possible for them to bless the community. And that's really fun to me because they don't like throwing the stuff away. And it's really exciting to go back and see the employees just give a little extra joy in their day, that as they're working and they're doing their regular job, it's ministering beyond the walls of their restaurant, even as they get to bless their community just by doing their regular job because we're willing to partner with them.
And I believe that your church and Chipotle are now looking at a new arrangement to kind of keep this going, if you can.
Yeah, I got to meet with Noah, the general manager of our local Chipotle here up in Salmon Creek. And it's really exciting because it takes some, most of the time when these kinds of partnerships happen, they actually shared that having an ongoing relationship can be difficult because it requires more of a commitment on both parts. And most of the time, organizations like our church or other people who do it don't want to spend the time to do this on a regular basis. And I had people in our church like, I will volunteer every week if you want to get something set up. And so I met with Noah and he said, yeah, let's do it. And so we're in the process of figuring out what days and times work best that we can stop by once or twice a week to pick up the extras that they've been saving that they have at the end of the night so that the food doesn't go. So it's nothing's wasted, that they'll whatever they have left over at the end of the night, we'll go pick it up and take it to the organizations in town that can use it. And so they're not wasting the food, and we just kind of get to be the middleman as a blessing as we take the food from one place to another. And it really requires very little work on our part. It's just the commitment to being diligent that we show up twice a week, pick it up, shuttle it to another place. And like I said, to me, that's one of the easiest ways when God has put this together in such a way where all we have to do is show up and we get to be a blessing. I'm like, this is super cool.
All right. Pastor Kevin, I really appreciate you sharing your heart with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, like I said, I love being able to tell the stories of what God has done. And that's ultimately our goal is to God, if you want to use us in any way we can, as long as we can give you the credit for it, we just want to, our goal is to do things where we get to tell the story of what God's doing rather than what we're doing. And I don't know, it's kind of one of those things for me that I always ask people, what are you doing right now that if God doesn't step in, it's really not going to work out so well, or it might completely fail. And that's kind of the space we want to live in, is those places where when people look at what we're doing, they know good and well we can't do that on our own. And so there's something more going on, and that something more is always God. And that gives us the opportunity to tell the cool God stories, because nobody really wants to hear about what we're doing. But I'm pretty sure people think it's pretty cool when they find out what God's doing.
Wow.